Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix. Thanks for tuning in today. If you're wanting to call in, I have room on the switchboard, so go ahead and call in. I have a couple calls on there already. I take them in order that they are received. And if you haven't tuned into the show before, what I do is I use my intuition to help people resolve issues that they're dealing with. And it's not about predicting the future, because in the new energy, the heightened energy, you're aligned with your soul, getting rid of the old programming and the old ways of the 3D of the matrix, and you're moving into a higher vibrating place, which means that you are now aligned with your soul and living your life from the perspective of your soul and being led by your soul. So there's so many different ways to say it, and I know that there's a lot of teachings out there these days. I always recommend that people read the book The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. That came out in the early 2000s, somewhere in there, and I reread that last year. It's almost like a New Age Bible. You really need to understand everything that's in there to live in the new energy. And so I'm doing this show because I want to help people out in the world, people I may not meet otherwise, and get through this kind of strange time period that we're going through. And it's all good. You know, if you can let go of the old stuff, you can get the new stuff, and it works really well. You just got to get kind of with the program and shed something every day and open a door to something new every day and just keep going through this process that's led by your soul. It's actually pretty cool. And I guess that's all I have to say right now. Click on follow if you want to be notified every time I set up a show. There's a good description below that tells you about the books that I've written and my contact info. I do private readings. And whatever else you might need to know is in that description. Okay, I'm going to go to our first call, and it's in the 510 area code. Aloha, what can we work on today? Hi.
Hi. I want to ask you about this guy that I've been seeing for 6 months. I just recently reconnected with him yesterday, and we've been separated for like 3 weeks, and we have talked, and I want to see where do you see his energy at with me?
I believe I might be able to, I always have to convert everything to an ascension question. Oh, that was the other thing I forgot to mention when I was talking about the show. So it's all about raising your vibration. So I can probably do that. I'm sure we have something. Let me see now what's coming in here.
I had talked to him about starting over and getting to know each other and try to compromise with him.
Compromise rather than
like learning how to deal with each other. Find balance.
That's real good. I can tell that you're hopeful that this relationship can reach that point, and I'm just tuning into your soul. I'm getting that you're doing a great job of handling this. And what I'm picking up is that what you're going to need to do with this person. This is just what I'm getting from spirit. It's always your next best step. That's how these readings work. And what I'm getting from spirit is stick with what you're doing, wanting to have the relationship, learning how to get through the times when perhaps you're not seeing something the same way. I'm getting that what it is that You're just coming from completely different perspectives because you didn't grow up together. Mm-hmm. So it's just sometimes just the way it's approached. And I'm getting that he's just a little slower than you on responding to things. So I'm getting from Spirit to recommend that, especially at first, say what you think and feel and then kind of back off a little bit and give them time to process. And it should be okay.
Okay.
But realize that how you feel is going to have a lot to do with how the relationship goes. So keep feeling good about it and keep feeling positive. Okay, that's what I'm getting from Spirit for you. Wonderful.
So don't okay. Thank you.
Don't cut it off. Don't get impatient. Don't think it's a problem. It's just that's what I'm getting from Spirit, that should work in your relationship with this person.
Okay. What about him dealing with these? What about him dealing with these other encounters?
Other encounters?
Yeah.
See, that this is where I can't spirit. There's like these ethical guidelines, and I'm not supposed to be reading other people's energy, but I.
Oh, okay.
But I'm getting that everybody, I mean every situation that you're encountering, this is something you have to go through. Is for you to just stay positive. It's like you pull the energy up. You know, sometimes we have a relationship and then we want to walk away from it. This just goes for everybody, for anybody else who's listening. And that's not the way it works, generally speaking, unless a person's like abusing you directly, because humans are going through a lot of things and we're meeting a lot of soulmates and we have to be patient while they go through a process. And it's good to stay neutral about whatever processes they're going through. That's a very high state, a very high spiritual state to be in, is to allow people to go through their processes and not to judge. Now, naturally, you know, if a person's lying to you, calling you names, being abusive, or being entirely undependable, you might want to change, you know, either exit the relationship or, depending on the degree of difficulty, distance yourself from the relationship. But I'm getting this is something you have to go through and just practice that and just learn how to do that and watch what happens.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
See what happens.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
That actually applies to a lot of people. You know, a lot of the classic, when we're ascending in our relationships, what we're doing is we are taking them out of the specialness category where we're giving them roles and we're seeing people more as soul to soul. And I have to say that I've been through the wonderful process during the last year of getting in touch with whatever ex relationship I've had that seems to keep coming up in my, it's like flying through my radar. And I go, I think it's time to get in touch with this person. Some of these people I haven't talked to for years, and even up as much as somebody I didn't talk to for, or even see, I don't know, for 30 years. And getting in touch with these people and just resolving the relationship, and you remove all the roles from them, like expectations, and then you just learn how to communicate and respect them soul to soul. And that's part of ascension. So remembering that the show is about ascension, that's where we just bring all of our relationships and things to the space of unconditional love. And like I said, sometimes you have to leave or you want to leave. If you haven't finished the lesson, you're going to get a relationship that has similar, if not identical, dynamics, because our soul puts us together with certain people so that we can learn certain skills, life skills, wisdom, and so on and so forth. But the goal of every relationship, according to Spirit, is always unconditional love. So even if they were abusive and you have to leave them for the rest of your life, that you still want to come to a place of unconditional love, because when we don't have that, that ends up harming us, if that's any encouragement. So ascension is being able to let go of all of that, the earthly baggage, including in relationships. So if anybody else wants to call in, go ahead and call. I don't have any more calls. Sometimes people call in and then they hang up. So I don't really have any other calls on the board. I'll just wait a few seconds and I'll talk a little bit more about Ascension and see if anybody calls in. The thing is, one of the reasons I like to do the show is when I do a private reading, it's one-on-one. But when I'm doing, and that's very useful for some situations. But the idea of doing this show is because when people are brave enough to call in and share their story, a lot of people can glean information from the other callers. So that's one reason I do this. I feel like I'm being efficient in helping a lot of people understand what we're going through right now as a group. All of humanity is in the process. So no matter what it looks like on the outside, it's a matter of choosing now. Are you going to rise or are you going to fall? And I don't recommend, I mean, it's up to you, but the polarization of hell and heaven has become very evident. And so the dark energies, whatever you want to call them, if you want to call it Luciferian energies, if it's reptilian energies, if it's just the darkness, if whatever way you're referencing it, that energy is really showing up really strong, and that's purposeful, because when the darkness shows up, we shine a light on it, it goes away. Now, if you want some books to understand how this works, it depends on where you're at and kind of like where the origin of your soul. And not everybody resonates with books like A Course in Miracles. I'm trying to think what else talks about the light. Well, I talk about it in my books. I have Wishing on Your Own Star, which helps you focus on your own inner light and to grow it. And that's what we really need to do now. We need to do it individually, and we need to do it with respect to our perspective on humanity in general, because it's not about throwing your love out there and healing people. It's just about being love and staying in that space and the space of faith that you know that this is a meaningful process that people are going through, and just feeling the unconditional love within yourself for what people are going through right now. And, you know, and asking what your role is. And it's, we're as different as the grains of sand, the stars in the sky. Everybody's very different. So my book, Wishing on Your Own Star, helps guide you through the process of removing your past programming and aligning with your true self. And I hopefully am giving you the coaching and the guidance and the encouragement to do so. And I had to go through this process too throughout my life, because I wasn't raised to be aligned with my soul. So I had to go through the process of letting my gifts and everything flourish and grow. And you have to really be your own coach and mentor and be willing to do the work and try new things, you know, like if you have trouble forgiving, you know, just try forgiving and see how it changes your life. You know, change. If things aren't working, you're up against the wall, if you keep doing the same thing, do something differently. And that's even like switching up your routine. Get used to just living spontaneously, because the new energy, you work best in the new energy if you're willing to be open and spontaneous. And I've been really working on that, because I've been tied down with a lot of responsibilities most of my adult life. And it's, even though I've been working on it, when all of this COVID and the shutdowns happened, I learned to even further align with synchronicity and do more inner work, you know, breathing, making sure I'm clearing my space and staying connected to my soul. So this is the time for us to do this. It's really, it's cosmic tumblers, I call it. This is the time, and that's why it looks so crazy. Don't stay in the craziness. You don't have to. Just let your spirit give you the workarounds. Just really align with your heart and soul. Love yourself. Love your path. Love life on earth. I'm going to start coughing. And all will be well. Okay, so tune in next week. Click on follow if you want to get notifications when I set up a show. And check out my books. They're all reasonably priced. They all come as an ebook on all outlets. And you also can get soft covers on Barnes & Noble and on Amazon. And aloha, and I'll see you next week.